One in morning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and your life.
Hi, this is Dominic Enyart, Bob's son. As you might have heard, Bob is taking a few days off, so we're going back into our archives, and today we're airing part two of our interview with Norma Rogers.
Stay tuned for Bob Enyart Live, but first, an unusual Denver Bible Church update. Here's our worldwide exclusive interview with a woman of historical importance, Nurse Norma Rogers. This is Bob Enyart with KGov.com, host of Bob Enyart Live, calling Norma Rogers, the nurse who is a contemporaneous witness of Juanita Broderick's accusation that Bill Clinton raped her in 1978.
He was obviously very interested in the nursing home industry, or that's the way it appeared. He asked her several questions, seemed to be very interested in what she was doing.
In hindsight, did she ever express to you that she felt that he was really feigning that interest just to talk to her?
No, not really. I mean, we just thought that he was, just a really good guy. That was the impression we all had.
Right.
Who just happened to be handsome and very young looking and all those things.
Okay, now Juanita says that at that meeting, Bill Clinton invited her to his Little Rock campaign headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So you recall Juanita telling you that?
Yes.
Did you hear that invitation, or did she tell you later?
Well, I didn't hear it after he left. I just remember her saying that he had, said that to her, and not really even knowing if that would ever really come to pass or not. I guess he had to get in touch with her later on to actually extend that invitation for real. But yes, I do remember her saying, that he had said that.
And then at the time of that invitation, however it was made, you and Juanita were scheduled to attend an American College of Nursing Home Administrator Seminar in the state capitol at this Camelot Inn the next week.
Uh-huh.
It was a week after his visit. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And Juanita says that she accepted his invitation to visit the campaign headquarters. Bob Enyart here interrupting this interview to go to a live commercial break.
The murderers on death row today should be executed. Excuse me, what did he just say? My name's Doug McBurney, and I heard Bob Enyart say just that in 1995, and I've been listening ever since. I found out that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel, and that Christianity and justice need not be mutually exclusive. A video titled God and the Death Penalty is available today at kgov.com. God and the Death Penalty examines God's ideas about justice. You'll learn the New Testament verses affirming the death penalty and understand why God never repealed capital punishment. Find out God's opinion. Order God and the Death Penalty today at kgov.com. That's God and the Death Penalty at kgov.com.
Bob Enyart here. We will now rejoin this interview with Nurse Norma Rogers in progress. And Juanita says that she accepted his invitation to visit the campaign headquarters since she would be there. She says that when she called, that she was surprised that the aide who answered the phone had expected her call and told her to call Bill Clinton at his apartment.
Yes, and I'm sure that's right, because like I said, we really didn't know how serious to take this invitation,
Right.
We didn't really know
whether anyone would even remember she's coming.
Right, right.
And so do you remember her being surprised or happy that they knew she was coming?
Well, I really don't.
Okay, you don't recall that.
I don't.
That's Juanita's part of the story.
Uh-huh, and I know that she has a lot better memory of all these things than I do.
Yeah, and what she says is that she called Clinton, and they arranged to meet at the coffee shop in her hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But then, whether it was the second call or not, I don't know, maybe in the same call, Clinton changed their plans
mm-hmm.
by moving the meeting to her room where they could have beverages delivered, since he said the coffee shop was too public and
right.
too noisy for their meeting.
Right.
Okay, so that's her recollection.
Yes, and I do remember her telling me that.
And she says that, and I got all this from Dateline NBC and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
That's where I got all of my information. So it's somewhat a synthesis of what they reported.
Right.
Juanita says that when Clinton came to her room, that they made small talk for just a very short time, less than 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
that he pointed to a jail they could see from the window,
mm-hmm.
and that he said he would refurbish that jail when elected, and that jail's existence, which Juanita and I would think you, being out-of-towners, would not have known about,
right.
Was later corroborated by media accounts that it was demolished, the jail that he said he would refurbish.
Uh-huh.
So that jail did exist at any rate. And then she says that Clinton startled her by embracing her.
Mm-hmm.
Did she, when she first told you about what happened in the room?
Yes, I do remember her saying that it just was surprised. She was just surprised.
And you weren't there, but she told you what had happened in the room.
Yes.
Okay. And when she started to tell you, do you think you were the first person she told?
Absolutely.
How much time was passed between him leaving and you calling?
I would not say very long. I would not say maybe an hour. I'm not even for sure, because I think she appeared to me to almost kind of still be in a shock state.
Okay. Appeared still in a state of shock.
It looks like I'm going to have to.
Okay, you're going to have
short.
To go. Well, could we talk perhaps tomorrow?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, should I call you at the same time?
Yes, that would be good.
All right, thank you so much, Norma.
I appreciate it very much.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye
bye. You too.
Okay, trying Norma Kelsey for the second half of the interview. This is the next day, of course.
Hello?
Hello, Norma?
Yes?
This is Pastor Bob Enyart. Does this time work for you?
Yes, this is better time for me.
Okay, great. All right, then why don't we pick up where we left off?
Okay.
We had left off right at actually the most terrible part of the story, where we get information from Juanita herself about the time when Bill Clinton was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through an account of the bullets of our observations from the media to see if you could either correct any misinformation from what you've heard from Juanita, going back to 1978. And did you talk to her a few years ago when this became a story in the media?
Yes.
And did you and Juanita recount the details to help one another remember?
Well, you know, excuse me, actually we did not a lot, because she was still of the mindset then that she did not want to talk about it. She was still so afraid that if this news leaked out, that she would be the one that would be pointed at as guilty, and that it would harm her nursing home business, because, of course, she deals with elderly people, and she was very afraid that this would change the way they felt about her.
Right, that's true. And, you know, we know from other stories that women who are victims of rape often blame themselves.
Yes, and I think she did for many years.
And there's a tremendous amount of shame that goes along with
yes.
it. Even if you don't feel you're to blame at all, it's a terribly embarrassing thing to have to publicly admit to.
Right. She called me because there were some people. In fact, what actually happened, I had left Juanita to go to work at as a nurse in a steel mill in Arkansas. And when I left there, one of my friends from there called me, and he said, Norma, I just wanted to let you know that the New York Times has been calling here wanting to talk to someone in personnel, and they're trying to get in touch with you. And I thought, why is the New York Times trying to get in touch with me?
Wow.
Well, and then Juanita called and said, you know, if you've had anything unusual happen to you, this is what's going on. Okay. They know that something happened these many years ago, and they're trying to get me to talk about it before Bill Clinton ever actually gets to the point of being in the primary. And she said, Norma, please do not divulge anything. If anyone contacts you, just please tell them that you don't know anything.
Okay, so that was back when he was running for the presidency the first time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She had, for whatever reason, you know, because I wasn't there at the time, she had ended up talking about this when he disclosed that he was going to be running for president.
Right.
She talked to someone in one of her friends that was also in the nursing home business, mm-hmm. and told him what had happened to her. And at that point, this gentleman, I believe, was he was just on her all the time to
go
tell
public.
This. Uh-huh. He wanted her to tell this. And I think, in fact, he secretly taped her telling this story.
Okay.
And so it's just a big, it ended up being just a big, I don't know, a big mess, I guess. But that's kind of the reason that all this came about in the first place, and that it was even brought out before he started to run for president. Of course, by this time, the Jennifer Flowers story had already started leaking out, and I think that people were starting to dig into his past. And
right, and for people who did not like Clinton because of his use of women, misuse of women, or for people who didn't like him because of his politics,
right,
liberal politics, there's a lot of emotion and passion that goes all with that.
Yes.
And so now a story like this, of course, is about the most dramatic possible accusation against somebody running for president, that he raped one of his campaign workers. Bob Enyart here, interrupting this interview with nurse Norma Rogers to go to a live commercial break.
Hey, have you seen Real Science Radio's video, Evidence Against the Big Bang? It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, or download. I think you will love it. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. Over the last 25 years, Real Science Radio's science predictions have had an uncanny way of coming true. Now with this video, Evidence Against the Big Bang, and Real Science Radio's popular online list of Evidence Against the Big Bang, we invite you to join the 21st century's surprising revolution in cosmology. Our goal is for millions more to be able to answer correctly and with confidence the number one most important question, where do we come from? This video will help us toward that goal as you watch this and enjoy it and loan it to others. When people wonder what evidence exists for the Big Bang, many ask Google, of course, and not surprisingly, when folks search for evidence against the Big Bang, Google sends many of them on over to Real Science Radio and our online list of evidence against the Big Bang. Yet this is surprising. When NASA urges you to trust the theory because of its predictions, folks who Google Big Bang predictions also find Real Science Radio's article ranked number one. This video can help prepare you to join the revolution in cosmology. The nine pieces of evidence that we present are bringing people out of the failed science of the 1900s and into the 21st century, demanding truth regarding both the origin of the universe and ultimately the origin of ourselves. This video is available at our website, rsr.org. Just click on the store and browse our science department, or by calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-8-ENYART, or 1-800-8-8-8-8. 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278.
Bob Inyard here. We will now rejoin this interview with Nurse Norma Rogers, one of the contemporaneous witnesses to the accusation that Bill Clinton raped campaign supporter Juanita Broderick.
So now a story like this, of course, is about the most dramatic possible accusation against somebody running for president that he raped one of his campaign workers in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said that you had gone to work in a steel mill as a nurse in Arkansas.
Yes.
And that's when the New York Times tried to call you back about 10 years ago.
Well, actually, what had happened, I worked there for 5 years, and then Juanita offered me a job. She wanted me to come back, and I had, in fact, gone back to work for her. But one of my friends from the steel mill called me and told me that they had a call from the New York Times, and they thought that was pretty unusual.
Okay.
You know, they were teasing me, saying, what have you done?
Right.
Yeah, so.
International intrigue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, so, but you didn't end up talking to them back then?
Well, actually, they did call me at home.
Okay.
And I just told them that I had no comment.
Okay. That was it. You had no comment.
Yes.
Now, once, and maybe later after we're done recounting the story, we're sort of in the middle of when Clinton was in Juanita's room, but we've taken this little rabbit trail here to find out about this. But later we'll talk a little bit more about why Juanita went public when she did. But when she did a few years ago, then she said to you she would like you to talk to the media?
Yes, 2 years ago, she had decided that she was going to,
mm-hmm.
and said that, you know, if I wanted to, I was free to do so also.
Did you talk to anyone at the Wall Street Journal?
I had so many phone calls, and I had NBC was on my doorstep one day when I came home,
right.
picking up my child from school.
Dateline NBC?
Yes. So I had everyone,
mm-hmm.
so I can't even remember now. I'm sure I probably did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And let's see. Okay, now why don't we get back to the story itself, where Juanita says that Bill Clinton, to pick up where we left off yesterday, that he was only in the room for a few minutes, he made small talk, and then I'm asking you, I'll recount this to see if you remember hearing this back in 1978, or even just a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Juanita says that she said to Bill Clinton, we're both married people, when he grabbed her, and that she said she had no such interest in him, mm-hmm. and that she was in love with another man named David Broderick,
mm-hmm.
whom she later married in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her telling you that?
Probably something very similar to that.
Okay. All right. And would that have been just a couple years ago, or she told you something like that way back?
Well, I'm sure that she told me that back at the very beginning, too, because, I mean, we talked all the way home about what happened.
Right, and a two-hour drive.
Right.
And going back to 1978 from 2002, it's a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. Norma, when she said to Bill Clinton, I can't do this, I'm in love with another man,
mm-hmm.
and of course he knew her name, and it wasn't Juanita Broderick at the time, and she was married to someone else,
mm-hmm.
and she might have thought in her naivete that that would maybe cause him to back off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like adding fuel to the fire, because if he thinks, hey, she's a woman who's willing to have an affair with a man she's not married to, she's really a prime.
Right.
She's a prime target.
I think a lot of that was the reason why she did not want anything divulged either, that she was just so caught up in guilt already.
Right.
That
right.
she just you know, I think that she even maybe to herself thought, I deserve this or something, you
because
know?
She's cheating on her husband.
Uh-huh.
And so then she gets hurt bad.
Right.
And of course, it's not that she deserved, of course not. No one deserves to get raped. But when, that's why God warns us against sexual immorality. And when you're in the protection of a faithful monogamous marriage, there are far less opportunities to become the victim of a sexual crime.
Right.
And so, okay. All right. Why don't we continue then? She says that Bill Clinton persisted and that he forced her onto the bed and used his strength to hold her down.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that he literally tore part
her
of
hose.
Her clothing apart, her mm-hmm. pantyhose. Do you have any recollection of her telling you that or
yes.
that being true?
Yes.
That
they were all ripped up.
Oh, you actually saw the ripped up pantyhose.
Well, I want to say that I can recall seeing them, but mm-hmm. I do recall her, and I possibly did. But by the time I saw her, she had all of that. She had, you know, gotten changed and all of that.
Okay. So she changed her clothes.
So I can't say that I actually
okay.
saw the hose, but that she just told me.
Not sure if you saw. Okay. And thank you very much for your honesty in working through these memories, Norma. What you remember for sure, you know, when you think about something or talk about it, you begin to forget whether it's something you saw or something
or that, yes,
you
exactly.
talked about.
That's
right.
exactly right.
Yeah, that happens, and it's happened to all of us.
And that's why I always preface any time I talk with anyone, the fact that I was not actually in the room. I only
right.
saw and heard
right.
afterwards.
Now
but
this,
it's just, it would be beyond belief to me that she could have made up those things to me.
Right, right. And her, as of that morning, she was very excited about meeting Bill Clinton.
And no plans. I mean, there had been no discussion or plans that anything like that was, about to take place.
Right. So she was excited. She wants to help him out with his campaign.
Yes.
She's a successful businesswoman. She's at an industry convention in the state capitol. And all of a sudden, in a brief time, that all changes to where her face is swollen, and she says her clothes are torn, and she's been raped, and she has the emotional presentation to you of a woman who'd just gone through mm-hmm. some serious, terrible event.
Right.
Okay. She says that Bill Clinton bit her lips, which was very painful, and I guess you could attest to her looks.
Yes.
When
I mean,
you saw her.
Absolutely. Her mouth was all swollen, and it looked like she had been to the dentist, and the dentist had, sometimes they let you bite your lip, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like to me. It was all red and puffed out.
Oh, my.
And he bit her, trying to force her to lay still.
Trying to force her to lay still.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she explained why
yes,
he did that.
To me.
Okay. All right. Then she says that afterward that Bill Clinton told her not to worry about becoming pregnant.
Right. She did. I definitely remember her telling me that.
And that was back in 78 she
uh-huh.
told you that. Because
yes.
he had had the mumps when he was a child.
And that he could not father a child.
That he was sterile.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's so much of this story that has the flavor of realism in it that it just sounds true. Because if Juanita was going to make this up, she knows that Bill and Hillary Clinton have Chelsea.
Yes.
So she wouldn't make up something where him saying he's sterile, and she obviously didn't become pregnant.
Right. And the
this.
Reason that I remember that so vividly is mm-hmm. because I also remember when they announced that they were going to have a child.
Yeah.
She said, you know, he's such a liar.
Oh.
You know, because she felt then like, you know, whatever little bit that he had tried to comfort her with whatever, that it was all that was a lie too, you know.
Bill Clinton was the first president, at least in recent memory, who refused to have his medical records made public.
really?
Were you aware of that?
No.
Yeah, he refused to release his medical records, as presidents had always done, so that they wanted to assure the public that they were healthy. And so there are a number of things about his medical background that are of interest historically and regarding this. You know, had he had the mumps, and I don't think there's any question about Chelsea being his daughter.
Right.
But I guess we don't necessarily know that.
I don't know, but I just know that she did tell me that, and then later when we heard that news, and, you know, she felt a tremendous anger toward him from that point on. Mm-hmm. And I truly think if it had ever been consensual, that she would not have felt such anger toward him that I always saw coming from her.
We will conclude this interview with Nurse Norma Rogers tomorrow on Bob and Yart Live on KLTT AM 670 in Denver and on the web at kgov.com. This is Bob Enyart, the host of Bob Enyart Live and the pastor of Denver Bible Church. When I first learned of this credible accusation of rape by Juanita Broderick against Bill Clinton, now I recall that I was on a plane flying to, I think it was Decatur, Alabama, to conduct an interview. And I read the Wall Street Journal article and was devastated. We immediately decided to organize Clinton rape protest. We did so in 140 cities from Martha's Vineyard to Kearney, Nebraska to San Diego to as far as Auckland during the 1999 APEC summit. I joined with 8 other Americans who followed President Bill Clinton to New Zealand, where national TV, radio, and print outlets reported on the rape allegation against the American president that was being publicized by Americans who had joined him on his foreign policy trip. As the pastor of Denver Bible Church, our ministry works to expose crime, not to cover it up, and to hold people accountable to the demands of justice, to stand up for the victims. Why do we do this? The Bible says that the law is the tutor to bring us to Christ. That's why the Ten Commandments are in the Bible. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Which, by the way, is a principle of morality and justice that Norma Rogers takes very seriously. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.
Hi, this is Dominic Enyart again. Unfortunately, in going back to the archives, we've lost the conclusion to this interview. So if any of you listeners in the audience have a copy of that, please get in touch with us by emailing bob@kgov.com. That's bob@kgov.com. If we find the conclusion, we'll go ahead and link that to today's show summary. Thank you and God bless.
Have you heard of the plot manuscript? It's 330 pages, an overview of the entire Bible. People who have read it have said it's helped them understand and enjoy the Word of God. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I wrote the plot years ago. We sell it at a money-back guarantee, $49.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you don't feel that you really understand the Bible now, we want to give you your money back. So go online to order it at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.